Blog Talk Radio.
See, y'all don't understand, you know. The Fridays is a family. The Fridays.
Talk of shit, hitting with the hardest shit. Cause before we started shit, with kids I knew, my fucking friends all turned against me. Then fuck it, bought me a dog. Every since me and my dog has been like this. He got my back, I got his. Scheming on mad niggas, that's how we do biz. It's about time to start another robbery spree. Cause yo, my way is highway robbery. When I was up north, Sing Sing, I was sending niggas home in the coffin. Living like an office, bad nigga, I'll be back. See if you be still here. You know my style, I put your fucking man in a wheelchair. Who never walk again on the...
Welcome to the End Buzz Show. I wanted to let that motherfucker continue to run, my bad. We got to start the show, and we're starting it off with Rest in Power. Not in his case, rest in peace. May he find a peace in wherever's next that he never had in life. We knew this was kind of coming, but this one stings, man. I'm not even going front. This one stings. Rough Ride is a double R. You know, X brought him. That was Scenario 2000 with Rough Riders. Think about all the careers he launched. Swiss Beats, Eve. He saved LOX from being a bunch of shiny suit rappers, you know, when they were with Bad Boy. I'm not going to drag on. I'm going to leave him alone. But he got a couple of, like, he had, like, one track at least that I like. But, you know, like we said last week, he ran the streets. He ran TRL. He ran Billboard. This one sucks, man. It's, I want to celebrate his life, though, because, like, you know, he made it, I know, you know, and I'm sure he would say this, too. He never thought he'd see 50. And I don't mean that I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just, he did his thing in the time that he was here, if that makes sense. And if I'm babbling, I apologize. I let you pick the song. I let you have the floor right now. But this one stings.
Yeah, I was really blown. Like, I guess I'd kind of been expecting it. But
hello?
I don't know. I still was, like, really blown when I got the notification. I mean, DMX was, like, I saw somebody, what did they say? That he was like the ultimate blue collar MC. And I think that's accurate. Like, you know, DMX was a breath of fresh air when it was a time where, I know me personally, I had trouble relating to a lot of rap because, you know, it was like the shiny suit era and like, I have this car, I'm rich, I got this jewelry. And, like, you know, I just can't relate to it. Not that I can – let me back up. Not that I can relate to, like, what DMX talked about. But, you know what I mean? It's – I know people who can. I've been around that. And it's just, like, I've been around more poor people than rich people. So DMX was – he was, like, our guy. You know what I mean? Like, for the people who didn't care about hearing – how rich somebody was or what kind of watch they had. We had DMX, you know, and long live the dog. He was able to make something out of his struggle. And I anybody who does that, I give them the ultimate respect. And he really did. He turned his struggle into something beautiful. Long live the dog.
Yeah. Blue collar is one way to put it. I mean, listen, it was thug music. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and that's what I loved about it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize that I like thug music. The shit was hard. The shit was good. The shit was art. Probably, I had a friend of mine, and you're going to laugh at what he said, but I actually agree with him 1,000%. He probably is like the beginning of emo rap. What do I mean by that? Emotional. He put his emotions in his sleeves, in everything he did, whether it was interviews or music. Slippin', you know, he had tracks like Slippin', yo, that shit, you know how many times I listened to that track? I kind of underappreciated when it first came out. It's one of those tracks I appreciated when I was older. Where I'm coming from with Mary J. Blige, that song has emotion, you know what I mean? And that was the thing. He can spit this pain, you know what I mean, and put it in music and art. And then he throw out, you know, one of his party, what is it? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. That's one of the hottest, most iconic party beats of all time, that you throw that on at a bar mitzvah, you could throw it on at an NBA game, half the crowd pops for it. The whole crowd pops for it. They start singing. Yo, that song's about fighting at the club. Like, if you listen, the song ends with "Meet me outside, meet me outside." You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's got grannies. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I don't want to say it's range. It's just this, he was genuine in a business that's not genuine, especially that shiny suit era. And he brought, I don't think, I will forever be grateful that X brought, saved Lox's career. I think even they would say that, being brought into Rough Riders from Bad Boy. Look, Puffy tried. He whiffed and missed. You know, Money, Power, Respect was awesome, but, like, he whiffed on LOX, Lox, however you want to call him. And he saved – I don't want to say he saved their career. I don't know if that's putting – but, yo, he got him out of that – he got him to be them. You know what I mean? Like, his authenticity kind of rubbed off on others. And like I said, I don't mean it as a label, but, like, he probably is the first of the emo rappers because he was just so genuine in what he did.
I think I'd be careful of the label emo, but I don't disagree with you. But, like, you know, I wouldn't call DMX emo. But what you're saying is correct. I just wouldn't use that label. I'll say this about DMX. And this is something that I saw, and, like, DMX was just so blunt. Like, he said that, you know, he expresses his emotion and he lets it out in his music, because he's like, you know, a lot of people don't have real friends, and the people around you, they may not be good friends, and they don't want to listen about your problems. And he said that that's what it was for him, so he... music was his way to get it out. And he said, you know, it's, and he even said himself, he's like, when you get it out, it's beautiful. And he's like, that's like one of the realest things you can do is just be yourself and not be scared to be yourself.
And in that art and in that pain, he put out classics. You know, whenever I hear somebody say stop, I'm like, drop, shut him. You know what I mean? Like, it's Pavlovian, dog. There's that dog in me. Pavlovian. To be like, drop, shut him down, open up shop. You know, y'all going to make me lose my mind. Like I said, you can hear that in any NBA arena. Just play the beat in that hook, you know what I mean? Stop being greedy. What's the song with Deadpool in the Deadpool movie? X going to give it to you. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
That stood the test of time. And, excuse me, I got a little Liquid Friday in me. Pouring out a little bit for, you know, X. So rest
Cider
in
Friday.
Cider Friday, yeah. Rest in, you know, rest in peace, like true peace. So, we gotta move to Mania. I don't want to shortchange anyone. Like, I shortchanged Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne, and Kushida. Ooh, the two matches we didn't preview, but we'll talk about in the aftermath show. That would be part three. Let's get into Mania. Speaking of not shortchanging, I think it cannot go without saying the historic aspect of two women of color, two powerful women of color, two beautiful, you know, women of color, headlining one of the biggest weekends, one of the biggest weekends. I'm gonna go with, like, and that's kind of where I'm going with this. They've earned a spot. You know, everyone was complaining, when's Bianca going to get a push? When's Bianca going to get a push? Here we are. You know, I kept telling people, and I have receipts. I kept telling people, yo, give it a chance. Just give it a chance.
No, you told me, because I complain about it all the time. I always
say that Bianca
doesn't get her due. And you told me, you were right.
I know.
Because, I mean, if you put it in perspective, this is her first WrestleMania, and she's headlining. And then if she does get the belt, she's going to headline her first WrestleMania and win her first belt.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my prediction.
I guess
Sasha,
that's worth the wait. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be too mad. I'd be like, okay, you were right. Waiting was worth it.
Hey, listen, I want her to win, but I think Sasha's going to win. That's just been the pattern with a lot of the matches in WrestleMania where the veteran tends to get that moment. I think, you know, there's a part of me that feels that Sasha, she didn't get that chance when Ronda and Becky and Charlotte got that shot. And I think she's going to get her WrestleMania moment. I'm a little emotional about this one. I don't mind saying it. It's a great matchup. Right place, right time, right situation for both in their career. Look, Sasha got kind of a little bit robbed from that, you know, situation a couple of years ago with the headlining. And you could argue Ronda took her spot. Now, I understand Ronda, she shits a million pay-per-views, but, you know, so I feel like they're going to give Sasha her moment. She's one of the original four horsewomen. I want to see Bianca win. I feel like I may cry. I'm feeling emotional like X. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a beautiful thing to see her career arc. It really has been, and she's put in the work. And I think she impressed a lot of people. As weird as it sounds, she had some great matches with Shayna Baszler, but I think when she really impressed people was that bit where she was carrying Otis on her shoulders. Jesus. You remember that Obstacle Course thing that she did a couple of months ago?
What's that?
The Obstacle Course where she had Otis on her shoulders.
Oh, that's when she lifted Otis
I think a lot of people were impressed by that. She ran that kind of like half.
I mean, I'm happy she opened some new eyes, but at the same time, like, I'm side-eyeing all the people that was, like, what sold them on Bianca. I'm like, come on, man.
I feel about
Bianca. Bianca, to me, like, Bianca is
your day one.
And I just don't understand how, you know what I mean? Like, she's as close to, like, having everything as you can get. You know what I mean? Like, and look, I'm a huge Sasha fan as well. So I hate to, like, be like, oh, man, I want Bianca to win. I mean, I do want Bianca to win, but at the same time, it's Sasha. So I'm not going to be upset, like, if Bianca does win, which I kind of am leaning towards. I think Bianca will win. But I definitely, I want Bianca.
All right. So you want Bianca to win.
Yeah, but I think
Sasha
wins. I think you're right. I think Sasha wins. But I'm not going to be upset. You know what I mean? Because you're right. Sasha deserves her flowers, too. I mean, you know, you can't – it's not like you have Bianca losing to, I don't know, some AEW jobber. You know?
We're going to – listen, let's play nice. I'm not trying to get all, like, all enemies. I like AEW. Let's play nice.
Yeah, but we
don't have the time.
Listen, AEW I like as well, but I don't like their women's division. Except now
it's getting interesting.
It's getting interesting now. Okay, let's go ahead. Where was I?
That you're picking Sasha, but you're pulling – same with me. You're picking Sasha, but you're pulling for Bianca.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. This is the first ever match T-shirt that I bought. Like, I saw that. I saw it on WWE Shop. I was like, I got to get the Bianca-Sasha, like, WrestleMania match shirt. You know? I mean, bottom line, I'm psyched for this match. I'm more psyched for this match than any match at WrestleMania.
Well, I'm kind of psyched for this one. Speaking about getting their flowers or victory lap, whoever the prime real estate match is, the first match of the night on night one, because you'd have to really shit the bed to get a boo. You know what I mean? You finally get a live crowd. And I think putting Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre, while not the main event, having them open with the crowd out there, they both have had they've had a great run the last year. Drew's kind of owed his little moment from last year in a lot of ways. I think Bobby, man, you look at his career arc from WWE to Impact, you know, back to WWE. He did some MMA in between for Bellator. He had a great feud with Drew McIntyre, so I actually expect it to be a very entertaining match. Maybe not match of the night, but I expect to be entertained. And I'm going to call the upset. I'm going with Bobby Lashley retaining.
I see. Now, I agree, because I think it's, this may be biased. I just don't, like, to me, I never really got, like, giving, like, a legit champion the belt and then having him, like, turn it right back over. I mean, if I'm correct, it's maybe not even 2 months that he's had the belt. And you know what I mean? Like, Bobby Lashley's a legit champ, and he's paid his dues for sure. You know, I think Drew, I mean, I think something that Drew doesn't get credit for is, I don't know how I put this, like, being a solid enough champion to carry them through the pandemic. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that they, like, thrived or whatever, but they held on and they put a product out there, and they had, like, the strong champion throughout that people got behind. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah. I don't think Drew gets the credit for that. And I do think that Drew needs another title run. But I think, I just don't like, I'm like, why would you just give Bobby the belt for him just to give, like, Drew his WrestleMania moment that, you know, if you ask me, he got cheated out of. But, you know, he did beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I mean, yeah, obviously no fans, it's pretty whack, but. Compared to Lashley, name anything Lashley's done at WrestleMania, let alone his moment.
He had a moment. I gotta disagree. He was in the match with Donald Trump. He was in the match with Donald Trump. It was against I guess Stone Cold, was it? But he was in the match where he was representing, I believe, Donald Trump. So he has had he's had a WrestleMania moment.
No, that's WrestleMania moment. As a wrestler,
that match had a lot of eyeballs.
You want your WrestleMania moment to be a match with Donald Trump?
No, absolutely not. But there were a lot of eyeballs
right.
on
that's
that.
That's what
match,
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
He hasn't had a real one. That's like saying Pete Rose had a WrestleMania moment.
He has. Pete Rose has had a WrestleMania moment. He's had several.
Not a real one. I mean, he has a memorable moment, but not like a WrestleMania. To me, a WrestleMania moment is, you know, like Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant.
Oh no, there's levels to this. There's tiers. I'm not gonna disagree with you there. But like, look, and we're gonna, and this actually is a good segue for the next match, which is Bad Bunny. I guess. So do you have Lashley winning?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so we're in agreement with that. This actually is a good segue to Bad, which another match which I'm really looking forward to. When they put you to work with a celebrity, especially at a pay-per-view, you're being pushed. They think highly of you to put you in that position because there's going to be other eyeballs that are watching you that normally you don't watch wrestling, which brings us to Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus Miz and Morrison. They must really think highly of Damian Priest to put him in a position with Bad Bunny, who, however you feel about Spanish hip-hop or reggaeton, Bad Bunny's one of the biggest global superstars on the planet. He may not be Taylor
of
Swift
any
or BTK. Yes.
Of any
but
genre.
But he's up there with BTK and Taylor Swift and your favorite pop star. And so with Bobby Lashley, maybe it's not the ideal moment you want, like Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30, but they think highly of you. And they must just Vince must really, really like Punishment Martinez, who, as he was known in, never in my wildest dream did I think Punishment Martinez from Ring of Honor would be in this position. He's been doing a lot of Telemundo media, he's been doing a lot of Univision media, he's been helping push his fight, as has Bad Bunny, in Spanish. And they really think highly. I'm going with Bad Bunny and Damian Priest winning. I have Bad Bunny making the pin. I'm not as down as I usually am about celebrity matches, but and that's thanks to Pat McAfee, your boy Pat McAfee, and that's thanks to Shaq, who was semi-respectable. I thought he did what he had to do, five moves of doom. He kept within that. And obviously, to me, the bar is still Stephen Amell, who did WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes. And he did All In with Christopher Daniels. I think it's going to be an entertaining match. Maybe we're not talking a five-star match, but I think it'll be entertaining, and I'm going with the guest. I'm going with Damian Priest, and I'm going with Bad Bunny.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I think it'll be a good match. I mean, I think Bad Bunny is, you know, I mean, I think he's going to be more of like, you know, an inexperienced wrestler than a bad one. You know what I mean? There's certain celebrities that you're like, okay, this isn't really going to be, but Bad Bunny is like, for one, is like a lifelong wrestling fan, like a huge one. And, you know, he's been training. So I'm not adverse to seeing Bad Bunny in this match. Plus with the supporting cast that he has too. And I think they're definitely pushing Damian Priest. You know what I mean? I think that they are impressed by Damian Priest, and he is going to get a push. Semi-related side note.
Okay.
I've been wondering this. Did Bad Bunny lose the 24/7 belt?
No. So they showed this on Raw.
Why
he gave
he
it
had
back.
It?
He gave it back He just gave it back. He's like, listen. So R-Truth came up to him with like a Stone Cold like replica, like the Stone Cold skull one. He's like, listen, I don't want to fight with you. I don't want a problem with Damian Priestley. You know, Damian Priest. Can we just trade belts? And Bad Bunny and Damian Priest talked in Spanish. And he's like, all right, I'll switch belts. And so R-Truth, without pinning Bad Bunny, because you don't want Bad Bunny going in with an L going into Mania, just literally gave the belt back to R-Truth.
Yeah, because I didn't see him with the belt. And I was like, I don't remember him losing it either. But back to the match, yes. I think it'll be a good match. I mean, for one, I mean, I love Miz and Morrison. Like, I mean, Miz and Morrison, it's going to be, you know, it's going to at least be entertaining.
Right.
But I think it'll be good, and I think Bad Bunny's going to be, you know, I think he's going to be good for the stage in his wrestling career where he is. I mean, is he going to blow anyone's mind? Probably not, but I think he'll be good enough. I think it'll be, you know, that he won't be like a weak link type wrestler.
Right. Yeah, I'm weirdly looking forward to this one. Let's say more than, and I'm just gonna make a quick prediction. Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon steel cage match. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't.
Come on. I mean, I want to see what the one big bump that Shane's gonna take is, and that's it. That's all I care about.
I say
that's the only thing.
McMahon
that's the only
wins.
Thing anybody's gonna give a shit about.
McMahon.
You say what?
With the exception of Vince McMahon losing his hair, McMahon's don't lose at Mania. I'm going with Shane.
You know what? I'm going to go with Braun.
Okay.
I'm going with Braun. Right. I don't even know why.
Cesaro versus Rollins. I am actually thinking potentially steal the show if you give him enough time. Both great tacticians in the ring. I think it could be a sneaky, good, entertaining match. I'm going with Cesaro to get his WrestleMania moment. I think Seth Rollins is willing to job to a guy like Cesaro. I've seen Seth Rollins look good in defeat. Remember that RKO he took from Randy Orton, my second favorite RKO of all time, when he was going for the curb stomp and they got turned into an RKO. So he has a willingness to job. He's had his WrestleMania moments. God, has he had plenty. And I think he's going to put over his good friend in real life, Cesaro. So I'm going with Cesaro on this match.
Yeah, I think Cesaro, too. I think you're right. There's possibility of it being, like, a really good match, but I think there's the same possibility of it being, like, average. I don't know. I don't think it'll be, like, a match of the night type match, but I mean, it has the potential, but I think Cesaro probably wins, and I think it'll be a good match. I don't know if it'll be one of the standout matches.
And then we got a match that kind of doesn't make sense, and yet I'm a little – I'm definitely more interested in this match than the cage match. New Day defending their titles against AJ Styles and Omos. And it's really my curiosity is I want to see if Omos can go or if he's just the giant Gonzalez. Like, obviously, it's going to be AJ carrying the match to his team. I'm going to go – you know what? I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with AJ and Omos, with AJ doing – I'm sorry, with almost doing, like, I don't know, a choke slam or something. One move of doom and winning the titles for AJ and almost.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past Vince to have a lame storyline like that and be like, oh, look how big almost is. Let's get a belt on him. Like, I just, that's just something Vince would do, but I hope it's not what happens. Hopefully New Day retains. I'm going to give Vince the benefit of the doubt and go ahead and predict that New Day retains. I don't really understand this matchup either. And not really expecting the greatest matchup either. I think this one might be a forgettable match. We'll see.
Still better than the cage match. But anyway, moving on because we're running out of time. We still got the second night. The last match that we're going to review for night one is the Tag Team Turmoil. Lana and Naomi versus Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose versus Riot Squad versus Natalya Tamina versus Billie Kay and Carmella. I guess this is more about pick your flavor because at the end of the night, I think that whoever wins is going to job to the champs. I'm going to go with Billie Kay and Carmella just because I find that whole weird storyline last minute kind of – intriguing in her handing out resumes. I think it's hilarious to me. I'd like to see the Riot Squad win, but I doubt they will. I'm going to go with Billie Kay and Carmella.
I mean, I would like that, but I think Natalya and Tamina.
Ooh, okay. You think they deserve the moment?
I think Natalya does. And I think
Tamina's a legacy too.
Tamina's one of the few people that feuding with, especially Nia Jax or either one, like,
it
makes sense. Like, I think that's, you know, I think a Tamina Nia Jax feud could be, you know, could lead to a lot of good matches. And I don't know. That's just, to me, I think maybe that would be it. The fact that Natalya seems to never get her shine, and then Tamina just kind of matches up well against those guys if they want to, you know, do the – they get a rematch every week type thing, you know? I don't know.
So this actually is a good segue for night two because the winner of the Tag Team Turmoil gets a title shot against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. I really find them to be a very entertaining tag team. Shayna Baszler showing a personality that she, I don't know, maybe she didn't have to show at NXT because it's a different audience and a different crowd. I love what they're doing with her. That whole bit where Nia is going shopping with her boo and she's just there on her phone, just bored out of her mind. That shit had me on the floor. I'm going to go, but I got the champions retaining. I really like what, and they're, I guess they're building the dynamic of the eventual breakup, but I like the whole everything that's going on with Jax and Baszler and Reginald, so I'm gonna have them retain it.
I guess that's the safer prediction because no matter what, they're gonna be in that title match. But I'm gonna stick with Tamina and Natalya, and I'm gonna go ahead and say Tamina and Natalya take the belts. I think they are.
Wow.
I think they're going to break up Baszler and Nia Jax much sooner than later.
Wow. Okay. Good one. All right. Bold pick there. I miss this part of SmackDown. I hope this doesn't sound as racist as it sounds. Big E and Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight? For the Intercontinental
Nigerian
title?
Drum match?
Drum fight, yes. A Nigerian drum fight.
a Nigerian drum fight. Wow.
What is that? I don't know. I don't know. I think a hardcore match is what they're saying. I don't know. Oh, I cringe. This is like kind of I'm looking at the matchup and situations. I just cringed.
When I hear the accent, I'm just like, oh, man. This is like, it's too blatant. Too blatant.
He's too good for this, too. And I'm not blaming him. You got to eat. You know what I'm saying? He's got a contract. So
but I mean,
not,
this is actually like the incarnation that he's gotten the most shine off of, you know?
Yeah.
But when I hear him, like, speaking in the accent, I'm just like, oh, like, really?
How do you feel about Big E bringing Wale with him as live performer?
I mean, you know how I feel about Wale.
Who you got? I'm going to go with Big E retaining. I'm assuming this is some sort of hardcore fight. Unless they're going to have drumsticks or something. I don't know. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, oh, shit.
I mean, that's all. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is, but I have to feel like there are definitely, like, at least racist undertones are going to be involved. I mean, I feel like that's a safe prediction when we're talking about WWE.
You know what? Let's move on.
But
we're running out of time.
I go with Big E.
Let's move on to another title fight. Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. I want to go with
Asuka. I think
Asuka.
It's going to be a sleeper. I think it's going to be a sleeper.
Yeah, that's your sleeper. That's your sleeper.
I'm not picking this match of WrestleMania, but I think it's going to be like, I think it'll be a good match. I think this one will be, you know, a match that sticks out in our heads afterwards.
I concur. I love the matchup. I think you have the possibility of a strong style. Asuka's obviously very good at that Japanese strong style. Rhea Ripley, obviously, she can go. And I think this is... You know how they say styles make the fight? This is one of those, your styles make the fight. I'm intrigued by the matchup to former NXT Women's Champion, Asuka, obviously, I think, in my opinion, the greatest women's champion of all time, as far as NXT. But I think she's going to drop to Rhea Ripley. I think they're going to give Ripley the moment that she should have had last year, probably over Charlotte Flair. Excuse me. That's that cider talking. Unfortunately, it goes at the expense of Asuka. So, but I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley. I want to see Asuka win, though, but I'm going with Ripley.
Yeah, this one is tough to call. You know, again, I'm not sure if Asuka has really had... Because think of Asuka's first, like, WrestleMania, I believe, at least her first, like, big match, was New Orleans, right, against Charlotte. And Charlotte took her streak. And Charlotte took
her
streak.
WrestleMania.
So I don't know if Asuka has had, like, you know, a real moment. I was leaning toward Asuka anyway. I'm gonna go with Asuka because I don't know. I don't feel like Rhea Ripley like was robbed of a WrestleMania moment, like. You know, she just.
She should have gone over Charlotte Flair.
I mean,
she should have gone over.
She was also the first NXT champ to defend on WrestleMania.
That's
win or lose.
I get
she
that.
Was the first.
Fair enough. I just thought she should have gone over Charlotte.
I mean, honestly, the way it played out, it was kind of weird that like. Charlotte won the NXT women's belt because she didn't really have a run or like defend it too much. But I mean, you know, I think Rhea Ripley is her second WrestleMania. And I think giving her, you know, the first NXT champ to defend a WrestleMania.
All right. So you're going with Asuka.
I mean, you could almost say Ripley's had more of a WrestleMania moment than Asuka.
That's one way to put it.
I'm going with Oscar.
Going with Oscar then. Moving along, I can't believe I'm going to gloss over this one because I'm a big fan of both guys, but Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn with Logan Paul. It's no secret if you follow my social media on Facebook how I feel about Logan Paul. So there's no need to discuss further because I don't want to get fired or anything. Normally, I'd be looking forward for a Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens match, but in this occasion, I don't know. Like, what I'm waiting for, you know how you were saying about Shane in a big spot? I'm waiting for that Kevin Owens spot off the boat. I think he does a spot off the boat. That's really what I'm hoping happens. I'm going to have Sami Zayn winning, but I think it's off the expense of Kevin Owens doing something utterly stupid.
I agree with you. I think this was – go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm agreeing. I think that, like, this was a good feud in the past, and they've had some great matches. I don't think this will be one of them. It's kind of like it feels kind of forced. There really wasn't – they have the history of being great friends. They had the beef, and then they've been completely separate. And then all of a sudden, like, they meet again, and Sami Zayn hits them with, I don't remember if it was a knee or what. And then all of a sudden, they have a WrestleMania match, and it's a big feud. Like, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like they kind of could have thought of something better than, Sami's going to take a cheap shot. Then they're mad at each other. Like, they could have, you know, these guys have a history. You could have built this up more than you have. Really, all you are is that, he took a cheap shot at KO and KO's mad. You know what I mean? With the history that these two have, that's the storyline for a WrestleMania match?
I don't think you need – I mean, considering the history between, like, three companies, you know, Guerrilla Wrestling, Ring of Honor, probably a few more others that I don't know, smaller indies, NXT – I don't really think it takes much to start a beef with these two nowadays. It really doesn't, so I'm not as mad that there wasn't a build-up just because, like, the history's already there.
You got to build something up.
I hear you. And adding one of the Pauls to this really irks me, so I think we already gave it too much time. I'm sorry. And I like both these guys, but I'm going to go with Sami Zayn in this moment. All right.
I say Owen.
Moving.
Who cares?
Moving on, Riddle versus Sheamus for the U.S. title. This is another one of those that I'm going to kind of gloss over quick. I think Riddle gets this, although Sheamus has had his WrestleMania moments. I go with Riddle. I'm going to stay with Riddle retaining. I kind of like
Riddle.
Some of the – I don't understand the birds when every time he takes off his chancletas. I don't understand that. First of all, I hate wrestlers that fight barefoot, so that irks me off the bat about him. Like, dude's coming down in chanclas. I'm just like, but I love, he does the whole stoner vibe better than Sean O'Malley. Oh, my bad. I'm going to leave. I'm just not. moving on. Fuck you. I don't like that guy. Oh, man. Moving on. What are we missing? The Fiend versus Randy Orton. Again, I'm going to kind of gloss over this because I want to talk a little bit about Reigns. Edge and Daniel Bryan. I got The Fiend winning. I don't think he's had his WrestleMania moment. He's fought The Undertaker. He's jobbed to The Undertaker is another way to say it. I'm going with The Fiend, and I think some sort of pyro or thing is going to happen that's going to end up pissing people off. I'm probably going to end up liking it because I like horror. I like horror shit. I like The Fiend. I still like The Fiend. I like the burnt Fiend. I'm probably one of the minority in all this. But I'm going with The Fiend over Randy Orton.
The Fiend, and this is rare. I kind of hope it's a cinematic match because I'm not that psyched to see him wrestle.
Wow. And then lastly, Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan. Everyone is mad because they feel it's inevitable, and I'm going with the inevitable. I actually love Edge's promo today. I agree with Edge. I don't think he's a part-timer. He's a guy that got robbed of his opportunity. To have him put in the same name with fucking Goldberg or Sting or taking a spot like Dwayne's probably going to do next year in Dallas when he takes the main event versus Roman Reigns in Dallas. He's not a part-timer. He was robbed of his opportunity. This is his WrestleMania moment. He's never really had a WrestleMania moment as a single. He's had it as a tag team in the Tables, Ladders, and Chair match. I'm going with Edge. I would love to see the swerve of Daniel Bryan winning it as a hilarious FU to all, like, the dirt sheets and having him win it. One last thing, and then I'm going to give you the floor. I think Daniel Bryan gets booed by the live crowd. I think he's going to get booed. I don't think people like him being shoehorned in there. And he has the same redemption story as Edge. People forget he was fucked up from concussions. I'm going with Edge to win, to become the new champion.
I go with Edge, too. I go with the swerve that I think Heyman's going to turn on Reigns.
Wow.
And I think that's what's going to be the deciding factor. I won't be surprised if Daniel Bryan does get booed. And I think it should be a good match. I think it is going to be a good match. I am actually
I'm getting tired of people shitting on Edge. Like, don't put him in the same name, in the same breath as fucking 60-year-old Sting and washed-up Goldberg. He's been putting the work in. He's had some, maybe they weren't the best matches against Randy Orton. It wasn't the greatest match of all time. It wasn't Okada versus Omega. But, you know, he's putting in the work that other, quote-unquote, part-timers are not putting in. Like Dwayne next year when he takes the main event. Sorry. I'm just the CM Punk fan in me, because I predict it's going to be Roman Reigns versus The Rock next year in Dallas. That's another reason I want to go to Dallas. So. I'm serious about
I'm going.
That.
I think
they're setting that up. I think you can afford to have Roman Reigns lose the title and then get it back around SummerSlam. That'd be interesting, Heyman turning on him. The only way I see that is if Brock Lesnar returns. I don't see Brock Lesnar returning right now. I just don't. But who knows? I'm going with Edge. I think it's going to be actually a pretty solid match. I expect it to be a solid match. And all these three guys can go, man.
I've heard whispers of a Lesnar return.
I'm not buying into it. I think that's the dirt sheets trying to get clicks. Fucking Brock Lesnar gets people clicks. Trust me, I know. I used to write wrestling. I used to cover it. Brock Lesnar gets clicks. He gets pay-per-views. He's over. Really quick, you're not happy with Peacock. We'll make this really quick. But you're not really happy with this whole deal so far, are you?
No. It's just like the interface is different. And mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, I couldn't, when I tried to watch First Night of TakeOver, I couldn't watch from the beginning when it had started. And just like trying to find stuff on it's not the same as WWE Network. I had to like sideload it onto my Fire Stick. It's just been like, and you know, tomorrow's WrestleMania and they're still talking about working out some kinks. You knew this was happening. Yep. You knew WrestleMania was coming.
You knew the
deal
you signed.
And then you haven't fixed all this stuff up?
Tell them why you're mad, son. Tell them why you're mad. Peacock going to make you lose your mind up in here. Peacock going to make you lose your mind up in here, man.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? You like it?
No, I hate it, and I hate that they're taking out matches. They're taking matches out. I expect that the ECW library won't transfer over to Peacock because it's too R-rated for their standards that they have. So I hate the deal so far. I don't see the benefit other than for Peacock and for WWE. I don't find it fan-friendly. And I'm actually jealous of foreign fans that can still keep the WWE network. So,
yeah, that's weird.
Anyway, we're going to end on that note. Part three is going to be, I guess, not a full recap of every match, but we're just going to talk about the best or worst, everything we liked about Mania Week. Maybe if we get a chance, talk a little bit about the Forbidding Door. Let's do it again next week. Peace.
Late.